AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Thousands of civilians and rebel fighters remain trapped in Aleppo, Syria, after the apparent collapse of a ceasefire. Desperate residents have been posting videos online.
We wanted the freedom. We didn't want anything else but freedom.
The evacuation was supposed to begin at dawn, but shelling resumed in the morning hours. Buses meant to be used in the pullout of rebels and civilians returned to their depots empty. First bitter cold temperatures of the season are here.
We've seen worse, of course, but it's for people who are not prepared, it can be hazardous. So we recommend that people dress in layers and take common sense precautions.
National Weather Service meteorologist David Hamrick says sub-zero temperatures expected in the upper Midwest, with the Arctic air spreading to the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic by tomorrow. President-elect Donald Trump meets today with a number of high-tech company leaders, including Apple's Tim Cook, Microsoft's Satya Nadella, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, and Intel's Brian Krzanich and Ginni Rometty of IBM. Trump transition spokesman Sean Spicer says he wants the meeting, even if many tech leaders backed Hillary Clinton.
A lot of these folks were not very supportive of him, but he understands as president his job is to do what's right for the country, to move our people and our nation forward. And so he's going to meet with all sorts of people.
The Federal Reserve wraps up a policy meeting this afternoon. Most economists and stock traders expect it will raise short-term rates by a quarter of a percentage point. Diane Swonk, CEO of DS Economics, explains that along with the rate increase, she also wants to know what the Fed expects to do in the future.
Is it the beginning of many, much more rapidly, or the continued of slow, gradual? Much of that will depend on the policies we see coming out of the new administration.
And right now, the Dow is down 25 points. This is AP Radio News. Ohio's governor has signed a bill barring abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. He vetoed another that would have stopped abortions after a detectable fetal heartbeat. Carlotta Bradley with more.
The so-called heartbeat bill would have prohibited most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Governor John Kasich says the 20-week ban is the best, most legally sound and sustainable approach to protecting the sanctity of human life. Similar measures to the heartbeat bill elsewhere have faced legal challenges, and detractors in Ohio feared such legislation would lead to a costly court fight. Opponents predicted it would be found unconstitutional, a concern Kasich shared. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The Food and Drug Administration says it has reports of some 66 e-cigarette explosions from 2015 into early this year. Faulty lithium-ion batteries could be the cause. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.